We begin with some breaking news out of China. A passenger plane carrying 133 people has crashed in the south of the country. The Boeing 737 came down in the countryside near Wuzhou in the Guangxi region of the country. State media says the number of casualties isn't known. Katrina Yu is joining us from Beijing. Katrina, what more are you hearing about this crash in this particularly mountainous area of China?
Well, this seems to be a very disastrous accident, and fears are growing concerning the lives of those on board. It's a developing story. We're still getting some details, but this is what we know so far. It was a Boeing 737 passenger plane, and it left the southern city of Kunming in the province of Yunnan at about 1:15 p.m. local time. Now, it was headed to the city of Guangzhou, which is not far from Hong Kong, and that flight should have only taken less than 2 hours. They're not very far away. But before, obviously, it did not arrive at its destination. And instead, the plane has crashed in Guangxi province, which is a very rural, mountainous area. We've seen some social media posts online, some videos showing scenes of what purports to be the crash of this plane. It seems that there has been a wildfire caused by the plane coming down. And really, you can get a sense of how remote this area is. Now, Chinese state media says there are rescue teams on the way. And because of how difficult this terrain is, you can see that it's not going to be easy to get rescue teams there very, very quickly. Now, China's Civil Aviation Authority have confirmed the crash. They say that there were 132 people on board, including the crew as well. Now, we don't know any more details regarding how many casualties there might be, what might have caused this crash, but this has already caused a lot of shock, especially on social media. China has quite a good record of aviation safety. Accidents like this are extremely rare. The last time we had any sort of plane incident or plane crash was in 2010, and before that, other incident was in 2004. So this doesn't happen very frequently at all. But even those incidents, they involved fewer than 100 people. So this is definitely the biggest aviation incident that we've had in China for years.
Yes, it certainly doesn't look encouraging. Those shots are awful. Thank you very much for that update. Katrina Yu, live for us in Beijing.